I'm Rosie Boycott. I'm a journalist and I'm also now a small farmer. So I've become part of the food trade, like it or not. And I'm appalled by what I see now as the power of the supermarkets.
I'm Stacey Mitchell and I'm a senior researcher with the Institute for Local Self-Reliance. I'm also the author of a new book called Big Box Swindle. And I'm here tonight to talk about the terrible damage that superstores have wreaked on the United States, and also, more importantly, about the widespread and growing grassroots movement to stop them.
I'm Hugh Fernley Whittingstall. I'm a food writer and broadcaster. And I'm increasingly concerned about the extraordinary power wielded by the big supermarkets in this country.
My name is Mireya Rodriguez from Costa Rica, and I am taking part in this conference to tell you how the price wars between supermarkets are having a terrible impact on the banana workers in my country.
Wednesday, 28th of February, at the Emanuel Centre in Westminster, a public meeting called by four campaigning organisations to confront the global dilemma of supersized supermarkets. I'm Lottie Reynolds from ActionAid's Corporates Campaign, with 10 minutes of highlights from the evening's main speakers. Journalist and farmer Rosie Boycott was in the chair.
First of all, I'd like to thank ActionAid, Friends of the Earth, Tescopoli and War on Want, who've pulled everyone here together and put this event on. The impacts, as we all know, are social, environmental and economic. And what we need and what we're here to do is to try to get the competition authorities and the government to act, to regulate this sector so that they play fair in all their dealings and we stop the further growth in the big buyer power. There are a few key immediate aims, and I'm going to read them out because they're what's on your cards and they're what we need to concentrate on. We want to block any new takeovers by Tesco or other major supermarkets. We want stronger planning policies to protect local shops and local high streets. We want a legally binding supermarket code of practice to ensure that all farmers at home and, very importantly, overseas are treated fairly. We want an independent watchdog who's got teeth, who can protect the interests of the consumers and the farmers and the small retailers. And we need proper rules to protect workers' rights, that's both here and, again, importantly, overseas.
After Rosie Boycott's introduction, next up was the author and campaigner Stacey Mitchell, whose book on Walmart, Big Box Swindle, is making waves in the United States. Stacey described how Americans are coming together in a grassroots movement to resist the advance of retail giants like Walmart. This is why they're angry.
Since 1990, the U.S. has lost about 9,000 local drugstores, 5,000 local hardware stores, 3,000 local bookstores, and tens of thousands of local grocers, toy stores, record stores, clothing shops, and many other kinds of independent businesses. Huge swaths of the retail economy are now controlled by a very small number of large corporations, which have grown at an unprecedented and staggering pace over the last 20 years, building these huge superstores on the outskirts of many cities and towns. But there is now mounting evidence across the country that these companies do far more harm to our economy than good, that they are in fact making the places where they operate poorer and less prosperous. When a superstore comes into a town, the local shops close, their owners lose their livelihoods, and all of their employees lose their jobs. We now know conclusively from extensive studies done by University of California economists that when Walmart comes into a community, it causes an average net loss of 180 retail jobs. That is, it destroys more jobs in a community than it creates. There are enormous social and environmental costs to this trend as well. One that I want to draw your attention to in particular tonight is the implications for global warming. Between 1990 and 2001, the amount of driving that we're doing for shopping grew three times as fast as driving for all other purposes. And there's a direct connection between this and the growth of superstores over that period, because what has happened is those companies have put out all of the neighborhood and the downtown shops, and they've instead consolidated the necessities of life in these massive stores that necessitate that you drive to them and drive ever longer distances to reach them.
Remember that next time Tesco and Asda tell you about their so-called green initiatives. Stacey went on to describe how in over 200 cities and towns in the States, citizens have blocked new superstore developments. Hundreds of new independent retailers have sprung up, though independents are still losing market share to the big retail chains. Next to speak was Hugh Fearnley Whittingstall, the chef and writer who has taken on the supermarkets in Britain. "Don't be fooled by that cute display of local food," he warned. "To understand what the supermarkets are up to, you have to look at the whole food chain."
The fact is that supermarkets now control the means of production. You have to do it their way or go to the wall. We are becoming a totalitarian food state, from farm to plate, from earth to mouth. And the consequence of that is that Britain is in danger of becoming a duller place to eat and a sadder place to live. But it doesn't have to be like that. If we're going to find a solution to this, partly it's going to come from you, the consumer, and the choices that you make. But we're now also looking to the government to ask them to help protect suppliers and communities from the blight of these all-consuming beasts. And I hope you're going to help us put on that pressure. Thank you.
Applause for Hugh Fearnley Whittingstall. And there was even bigger applause for Maria Rodriguez, who works as a trade union organiser among Costa Rica's banana workers, many of whom work in supply chains to UK supermarkets.
Buenas noches. Estoy escuchando de que se habla de monstruos.
Good evening. I have heard people talking about monsters today. We have our own monsters in Costa Rica, and they are the transnational fruit companies. I've got a table here which shows that 18% or more of the bananas consumed in Britain come from my country, Costa Rica. Part of that banana market is fair trade bananas. There is a company that sells bananas to Tesco called Seibo. That company carried out mass redundancy of all its workers. It sacked them all overnight. There is another group called Caribana, which sells bananas to Tesco. That is one of the worst companies from the point of view of repressing people who are members of the union. We are not even allowed as trade union organizers to talk to the workers because those workers will get sacked. We have got another monster, which is the famous Bandeco or Del Monte here. In the 80s and 90s, this company virtually wiped us off the map as a trade union by a whole series of persecution tactics against people who had joined the union. We need to be doing something to cut this monster's heads off somehow, because if we don't look for solutions now, we're going to regret that in the near future. Thank you for listening to me. I hope we can do something together to fight against these monsters.
Mireia Rodriguez with the part of the story you probably won't read in your local supermarket's customer magazine. The final speaker, before the roving mics went out into the audience, was Tony Juniper, director of Friends of the Earth. He described here how, in Britain, a broad coalition of campaigning organisations have come together, all sharing the conviction that the supermarkets are too powerful and insufficiently accountable, and that it's time to get the government to act to ensure a better deal for producers, consumers and the environment.
The Shop Local First campaign that we at Friends of the Earth and others have been pushing around the country in terms of giving people information about these issues has gone off like wildfire. It's amazing. People are spreading the word about the supermarkets and how you can make a difference as an individual. There's resistance campaigns taking place, hundreds of communities. The Tescopoli network, obviously, is one of the more high-profile ones, but hundreds of communities engaged in the planning system trying to stop the power locally being seized by these corporations. And then, of course, there's the campaign that those of us in the NGOs are working on right now, War on Want, ActionAid, Friends of the Earth, Tescopoli and others, pressing for power to be taken back by government. Because at the end of the day, all of these local initiatives, all of these different campaigns that are running, they need a different legal framework to constrain the economic system into a different direction, to put it into a different trajectory. That's not about ending competition or indeed ending markets. In fact, it's about having proper competition and proper markets, putting back some of that local economic strength that we used to have and which used to make our country so much more interesting. The Competition Commission is doing an investigation right now. There's some big gains to be had from there, and the campaign that's being run by the groups I mentioned is calling for a number of things to happen. One is a very clear signal that we don't want any more consolidation in this particular sector. We don't want Tesco's, for example, to be buying Sainsbury's. We need stronger planning policies. At the moment, Asda Walmart has been very successful in convincing the government that it's going to put a new clause in its planning revisions that will come forward later this year to say that the needs test that requires local scrutiny of the need for a particular new supermarket proposal, they're saying we should get rid of that. They're saying we should weaken the planning system. Of course, the absolute opposite is what's necessary, and the Competition Commission needs to be saying that and sending a very powerful signal before government goes completely mad and rolls over one more time for these very powerful institutions. We also need rules, wider corporate accountability rules indeed, to be dealing with the supply chains that these companies have. Because even if we manage to get them under better control here, the impacts in Costa Rica, in Africa, in East Asia, they will still be continuing with the kinds of abuses they have now. So we need accountability in the supply chain measured against standards. I think at the end of the day, all of us now need to be joining in these local campaigns, acting as consumers, joining in things like transition town initiatives, doing local shopping. But at the end, what we also have to be doing, and seeing not only our role as consumers and local community members, but also as citizens in a democratic society, is demanding that our politicians put these supermarkets back where they belong, as servants of our society and not masters of it. Thank you.
Tell government you want them to curb supermarket power. Get involved and take action by going to www.actionaid.org/targetpoverty, www.foe.co.uk, www.tescopoli.org.uk, or www.waronwant.org.